time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
You're back on the wire. This conversation I had with Brooke today does cover assisted dying, which I do understand can be an upsetting topic for some people. So if this is you, please tune back in for the 1 to 4 after this. This week in my interview with Brooke, we discussed the first 3 months of assisted dying being an option for New Zealanders suffering with terminal illnesses. We also touched on the second reading of the bill that would ban conversion therapy that took place in Parliament yesterday. To run over some background on these issues so that we're all up to date, the End of Life Choice Act took effect at the beginning of November 2021. The Act works to provide those who experience unbearable suffering from a terminal illness the option of legally asking for medical assistance to end their lives. This decision has to be made solely by the person choosing to die. The Act outlines strict eligibility criteria and safeguards which aim to stop the law from being misused. A public referendum was held as part of the 2020 general election on whether the End of Life Choice Act 2019 should come into force. More than 65% of the voting population in New Zealand voted for the Act and 33% opposed. This meant that the Act would come into force 12 months after the vote took place, which was November, and now the Act has been in force for 3 months. Going on to the bill to ban conversion therapy, the bill passed its second reading yesterday. The bill aims to ban any practices which involve attempts to change a person's gender or sexual identity. The second reading passed yesterday with all MPs voting for the bill, bar 7 National MPs who voted against it. The bill will still need to go through the third reading process before it is made law. And also, fun fact, the bill saw the largest ever number of submissions in Parliament's history. Here is my conversation with Brooke. The End of Life Choice Act came into effect in November last year. In the first 3 months of the Act being in place, at least 28 people have been assisted to die. Could you speak a little bit about how the Act is working?
Yeah, well, I think the fact that after 3 months, the fear, uncertainty and doubt that opponents of assisted dying hasn't come into effect shows that the law is working, that there are strict safeguards and it's a safe law. I mean, we expected over the first year of assisted dying in New Zealand that around about 1,000 people might reach out and ask for assisted dying, and not all of those people would actually be eligible or go through it. So we're expecting on average around 300 people to firstly ask for assisted dying, be eligible and go through the process. Through this 3 month period, we've seen only 28 people end their lives earlier, suffering from a terminal illness and a lot of pain. And I think that shows that the law is safe. It is working with the safeguards as we expected, but I'm just very happy that we have got this law in place because clearly there was a need for it. 28 people who were suffering terribly at the end of their lives have now been able to go on their terms and with their timing, surrounded by their family and friends, and there was a need for this law in New Zealand.
Just to go back to those prediction numbers that have been made about 1,000 people applying to access this help, and then about 300 we're estimating will be the number of people that will be able to access this per year. I suppose this first year of the law being in place will be a really important one to see whether those estimations actually come to be.
Yeah, well, like anything, it's hard to make a true estimate of what the reality will end up being like. But what that number is based off is other jurisdictions around the world that have an assisted dying regime like ours. So we've taken a little bit of an average of a whole range of different countries and ended up with around 1,000 people and around 350 people actually going through to the end with it. But when we look at that 28 number, it does seem very small. And we do expect that will grow over time as more people learn about assisted dying and realise that it is available to them, and it will average out. But for these first few months, we expected a very small number, and that's what we've seen.
Now, I want to move on to the conversion therapy ban bill. So yesterday, Parliament voted on the second reading of the bill that would ban conversion therapy in New Zealand. And I understand that the ACT Party voted in favour. Could you speak a little bit on that choice?
Yeah, well, we've met with a caucus on a range of dates about this bill going through Parliament. And we firstly wanted to see whether this was actually an issue in New Zealand. And I think it's clear from some of the evidence that we've read that it is an issue that needed to be addressed. But we also needed to look at, well, what are the balances and checks to make sure that there aren't unintended consequences from the law. And so we have supported at the second reading because we don't believe that anybody should be forced to go through a harmful conversion practice. We also want to make sure that the law doesn't have those unintended consequences. So we're putting up two SOPs today. Those are amendments in the committee stage of the House. And we're asking for there to be a review in 3 years' time, just to see whether the law is working as it says it does, as written. And we're also asking for an explicit carve-out in the law that excludes conversations between children and parents when it comes to discussing difficult conversations around mental health and the potential treatments and therapy that they may go through. Because if we look at what the ACT Party stands for, we believe in good public policy and making sure that laws work as they're intended to, without unintended consequences.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.